The time of the miracle was very close at hand when the littlest angel at last decided on his gift. Then on that day of days, he proudly brought it from its hiding place behind a cloud, and humbly, with downcast eyes, placed it before the throne of God. It was only a small, rough, unsightly box, but inside were all those wonderful things that the child would treasure. A small, rough, unsightly box, lying among all those other glorious gifts from all the angels of paradise. When the littlest angel saw this, he suddenly knew that his gift was irreverent, and he wished that he could take back his shabby gift. It was ugly. It was worthless. If only he could hide it away before it was even noticed. Oh, but it was too late. The hand of God moved slowly over all that bright array of shining gifts, then paused, then dropped, then came to rest on the lowly gift of the littlest angel. The littlest angel trembled as the box was opened, and there before the eyes of all was what he offered to the Christ child. And what was his gift to the infant? Well, there was a butterfly with golden wings captured one bright summer day on the high hills above Jerusalem. The sky blue egg from the bird's nest in the olive tree that stood to shade his mother's kitchen door. Yes, and two white stones found on a muddy river bank where he and his friends had played like small beavers. And at the bottom of the box, a limp, tooth-marked leather strap, once worn as a collar by his little dog. The littlest angel wept hot, bitter tears. Why had he ever thought the box so wonderful? Why had he dreamed that such useless things would be loved by the infant? There was a dreadful silence in the heavenly city, silence so complete and undisturbed, save for the heartbroken sobbing of the littlest angel. And then a voice spoke, saying,
"Of all the gifts of all the angels, I find that this small box pleases me most. These are the things my son will know and love and cherish, and then regretful will leave behind him when his task is done. I accept this gift in the name of the child Jesus, born of Mary, this night in Bethlehem."
There was a breathless pause, and then the rough, unsightly box of the littlest angel began to glow with a bright, unearthly light. Then the light became a flame, and the flame became a radiant brilliance that blinded the eyes of all the angels. None but the littlest angel saw it rise from its place, and he, and only he, watched it stand and shed its clear, white, beckoning light over a stable where a child was born. There it shone on that night of miracles, and its light was reflected down the centuries deep in the heart of all mankind. Yet earthly eyes, blinded too by its splendor, could never know that the lowly gift of the littlest angel was what all men would call forever the shining star of Bethlehem. And there we have the story of The Littlest Angel by Charles Tazewell and published by the Children's Press. I hope you have a very happy holiday, girls and boys. We'll be back with you on January 7th with a delightful tale about a young Scotsman named Wee Gillis. Won't you join us then when once again we visit Storyland?
You have been listening to Storyland, broadcast in cooperation with the Philadelphia Public Schools. Heard in today's cast were Dale Zaris and Herb Smith. Sound by Ethel Goldberg. Production assistant Phil Stock. Technical assistance by Joe Taratero. Storyland was written and narrated by Marguerite M. Farley for the Philadelphia Board of Education. Directed and produced by Bill Reed. Executive producer is Herb Smith for the Communications Division of Temple University under the supervision of Dr. Dale Duesenberg. This program was transcribed for WFIL in Philadelphia.
Thank you.